Leanne Tweeden from our morning show here, McIntyre in the Morning. Leanne, welcome as always.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice. Oh, we got so much going on here. I don't know where to start, Leanne. Why don't we talk about...
I know.
Why don't we talk about the... what was that outrageous thing the guy said that it was a karma? The karma comment? Are you familiar with that?
Good times.
God, yeah. The professor, the assistant sociology professor at the University of Tampa.
Go ahead.
That guy?
Yeah.
The idiot? I mean,
yes,
yeah.
That gentleman.
The sociology professor. So the guy went on Twitter, and I mean, who nowadays, especially somebody that you think that's in higher education, you would think that somebody that's going to make a public statement like that is smart enough to know that maybe something like that should not be said where everyone in the world's going to see it. But, you know, we've come to this now. In a since deleted post, but it still got him fired. the guy's name is Kenneth L. Story. He tweeted out, quote, "I don't believe in instant karma, but this kind of feels like it for Texas. Hopefully this will help them realize the GOP doesn't care about them."
Wow.
Oy vey.
Yeah. Yeah. So all of these people that are experiencing flooding and devastation and lives turned upside down, people losing their lives, lives that will never be the same. This is because people voted Republican. And, you know, obviously, you know, right, that this doesn't discriminate. Flooding, death, devastation doesn't discriminate. Right. They don't care who you vote for.
Well, that,
I mean, how idiotic of a statement is this? The guy has since been fired, obviously. They came right back and said, "We condemn the comments and the sentiment behind them and understand the pain and, this irresponsible act has caused." So.
I was thinking the same thing yesterday, is that if there's any silver lining to this disaster, it's that it's something that is so unbelievably nonpartisan. There's no – you can't politicize this. This is just people suffering, and
we all
need to come together and realize that there's bigger and much more important things than criticizing either any kind of political idea. It's about coming together to help these people.
Trump's shoes are trumping.
Oh my God, how stupid.
They're trumping both North Korean missiles and a horrible natural disaster in Texas.
But it's funny, I discriminate because as Leanne was telling me the story, she said, and this is, you know, payback, this is karma for, I automatically in my brain thought of some religious super right wing religious guy in the South saying this is retribution for like homosexuality or you know what I'm saying. I immediately thought that there was. So, I mean, we all kind of have our own weird biases.
Well, I mean, that's like what's the name of the church? The people that protest military funerals. It's because you support
Westboro
gays,
Baptist,
you know,
church,
that's why they protest. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they all, you know, the fringe people, the crazies that get all the press and, you know, the media watching them is all the crazy ones that say stupid things like this. When I think all of the sane people, like how most of the people are, go, okay, you're just crazy. I mean, obviously this guy just spewed out this craziness, and obviously the school even said, okay, you're done, that was the stupidest thing you could have said. And you know, the school was in Florida, and they ended up ending their statement and said, as Floridians, we're well aware of the destruction and the suffering associated with tropical weather. You know, it's like, we understand. I mean, think about this, too. And you said it well, Mike. I mean, look, this doesn't discriminate. Remember 9/11. We all came together. I mean, it's one of those times when destruction, we understand our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, we all come together. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter what you believe in. It just, you see somebody that needs help, and you go and help them. You don't think about anything. You don't care about what they like to eat, what they believe in, what their sexual orientation is. It's like, oh, my God, somebody's drowning. Go carry them if you can. It's just what we do.